Two weeks ago, I visit Los Angeles to have a Disciples Korean Convention. I met a woman. She is pastor's wife and around the 75 years old. We have a dinner time with her. She told about her life. Actually, she was born in Korea, and she was a nurse. Now, she was very young. She came to America, and then she got a nurse in a hospital. At the time, our country, we don't have the 7-Up. Do you know 7-Up? Sprite? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, during she was working in hospital, so she went to a room. So the patient, all the patient, she asked to her, I needed a 7-Up. So she thought, 7-Up? What is a 7-Up? She didn't know about that. So she thought, oh, she wants to set up the bed. She turned around 7-Ups. So funny, isn't it? Yeah. Your culture, my culture, many different. My English, so bad to you. Even though my English is not good, thank you so much for chance to preach in English at Lawrenceville Christian, First Christian Church. Thank God, and thank you all of you. Actually, I want to preach about let's use the gift God has given. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 to 8. But yesterday, I changed the title and verses. The title is Overcome Evil with Good. But Miss Harrison, where is Harrison? I'm so sorry. I let you know her about the scripture. Yesterday night changed, but she prepared about the meditation content earlier. So I'm so sorry. Thank you. How about today? Is it good? Amen. God is good. All the time. All the time, God is good. I'm now am standing in front of you right now, but very nervous. In the middle of 1900s, there was a pastor, Son Yangwon, who was alive in our country, Korea. On October one day, 1948, An Jae-sun, a communist, came Pastor Son's house and shot and killed two boys of Pastor Son's for believing in Jesus Christ. Shortly thereafter, An Jae-sun, a communist, was caught by the police and sentenced to death. But do you know what a pastor Son did to communist men who killed his two sons? Forgave him and even adopted him as his son. Because of this great love, An Jae-sun believed in Jesus Christ and repented his sins and served a rural church all his life as an elder. And a son of An Jae-sun became a pastor preaching the word of God. How amazing story. Pastor Son's love for enemies not only changed an individual, but also changed the family into a pastor's family. Pastor Son was a man of faith who obeyed the word of Jesus, love your neighbor as yourself, and bless those who persecute you. How could he have done such amazing love? It was the result of receiving God's word by faith and showing God's love pour out inside of him to his neighbor. If you look at the text, don't you see something like this? It tells how believers who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior by faith and who have received the gift from God shown in verse 3 to 8 at the beginning of today's text should live a life of faith. I'm going to read some verses. Verse 10, be devoted one another in brotherly love. Verse 11, keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. 13, practice hospitality. 14, bless those who persecute you. 15, mourn with those who mourn. 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. 18, live at peace with everyone. 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Last verse 21, overcome evil with good. If you could summarize these contents into one word, what word comes to your mind? Love. That's right, love. There are four main types of Greek words used for love: phileo, stergo, eros, and agape. The word phileo means express brotherly love. Stergo means to express the love between parents and child. Eros means deep love between man and woman. Last one, agape, means God's unconditional love. Look at the overall context of today's text. What kind of love God wants for us? Isn't it agape love? Because God's word tells us to love our enemies. Verse 14 of the text. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Verse 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Verse 19, 20, do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. Leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, say the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. This is also evident from the words Jesus taught the crowds on the mountain. Matthew chapter 5, 44-48. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, Then you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He caused his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rains on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect. Therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. You know, Jesus wants us as a Christians to go beyond the level of love that the world can do. That is, Jesus wants to be able to love even our enemies and neighbors. Frankly, think about it. Is it easy? Never is. Not at all. It would be correct that we cannot do it. But how did Jesus demand that we love even our enemies? It is because the Lord has given us the power to love our enemies. Amen? Romans chapter 5:5. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our heart by the Holy Spirit. Because God has poured out his love into our heart by the Holy Spirit. Amen? He gave us the Holy Spirit into our hearts. I cannot love my enemies, but through only Holy Spirit we can love our neighbors, our even enemies. God's love coming to us through the Holy Spirit. This love of God is a love that embrace even enemies. You think, before we return to God, we also were enemies with God. Nevertheless, God gave up his son, Jesus Christ, for what? To save us. To forgive our all sins. This love is the love of God who loves even his enemies. Believe and be certain that this love of God has been poured out into you through the Holy Spirit. If you have been convinced, now practice the love of God within you in that conviction. Ephesians chapter 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. We cannot love or forgive our enemies and our neighbors on our own. However, when we think of the love that God has forgiven us, we can love even them. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourselves. We humans are destined to act when we make up our minds about something. So is love. Because when we decide to love, Our brain gives us action commands to love. Our Lord did not ask us to love our neighbors as yourself, but command. Command. It must not be forgotten that our neighbor includes even enemies. Believe that God's love is already poured out within us. Please use this love of God. By the way, one of the ways to reveal God's love is to bless our neighbors. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Our Lord has not commanded us not to hate our enemies or take revenge in a negative way. Rather, he commands to go forth positively and bless them and pray for them. But what about us? Can we say that we don't hate someone who hurt and harm ourselves? Don't we refuse to try to build a good relationship with them? We should remember that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Forgive my neighbors and enemies according to the word of the Lord. Forgive them as well as bless them. Our Lord didn't just ask for this kind of love only from us. He first showed an exemplary agape love for us. Don't you remember the prayer Jesus said on the cross? Luke chapter 23, 34. On the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, 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 forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Think of Stephen, one of the seven deacons who suffered martyrdom in the early church. Even though he was stoned to death by his fellow Jews, but rather he blessed for them. Acts chapter 7, 59-6. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Deacon Stephen was able to achieve this victory because he saw Jesus standing on the throne of glory. Also because he thought of the love of Jesus Christ. We can love our enemies when we think of our Heavenly Father who loved us who were enemies. Also, we can love our enemies when we think of Jesus who blessed the Jews who crucified him to the end. As regenerated people of God, we want to live according to the word of God. But there are many times we cannot. Why? Why? Because of the devil's deception. Devil says, do what you feel. You don't have to love your neighbors who are your enemy. We only need to acknowledge you and love our neighbors who like you. But what is the need to love your enemies? They deceive us like this and lead us into sinful ways. We must not listen to accusation of the devil. We must continue to bless our neighbors while denying our own bad feelings. Holy Spirit will help us. Even our bad feelings will change to love them along with hot tears. In addition, the text tells us that one of the ways to show love for our neighbors as well as enemies is to show hospitality. Verse 13, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he thirsts, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Blessing for the sake of our neighbors is done with our lips. But our Lord tells us to go one step further, that is to treat our enemies with our hands and feet. But the surprising thing is, do you know what happens when we treat yourself so positively? This treat will have the same effect as putting chuckles on the opponent's head. How hot would it be if a chuckle was in your head? This means that his face is burning and he is sorry, which eventually leads to repentance. It is to save souls. Blessing and even treating others for the sake of our neighbors and enemies are beneficial to ourselves, because we can completely overcome hatred and resentment. It also bears another great fruit. It means that the other person will repent and be saved. Pastor Son's love saved a soul, and his child became a pastor. Didn't evangelization take place in that whole family? This is the power that flows from the love of God. There is an old saying in our country that says, to give the ugly one another cake. It means that you hate it, but treat it with love. Evil cannot overcome evil, because good can overcome evil. That's why today Paul said this at the beginning and end of today's text. Verse 9, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Last verse 21, do not be overcome by will, but overcome evil with good. Amen? Who are we? Who are you? We are disciples who must hear and obey the word of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Is there anyone who don't forgive and love neighbors or enemies? Please rely on Jesus Christ. Please hold the Holy Spirit and decide to forgive them and love them with Christ's love. He will help you. He will help you. They will constantly attack us with evil. However, our God, Our Jesus Christ, our Holy Spirit is bigger than devil. You know? So if we rely on our God, He will help us and give brave to forgive and love our neighbors and even enemies. Please rely on Him. Please pray for Him. Please help me. Please use me to enlarge the church, to bring the lost people. The reason God gave us God's love to me first, to share God's love to the lost. Amen? Please remember, God loves me. All the time, God loves me. God loves Lawrenceville First Christian Church. God loves you and your family, as well as people don't know still Jesus Christ. So we have to show God's love to them. Please overcome. Please overcome evil with good, with the love of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are here. Heavenly Father, forgive me not to forgive other people, not to love. But from now, we want to love our neighbor, even my enemies. For even your lies to them. Please give us to be able to bless and treat our neighbors, obeying in your words. Let us not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good, with love. So help us to use ourselves as your channel through which can meet you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you.